Hello and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for November 27th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview for the next few weeks of Gamers In content. First up, I want to give a shout out to all our patrons. Thank you so much to our patrons for supporting the Gamers In directly. If you want to become our December patron, you can do so at patreon.com/thegamersin. Now, speaking of the show, Bo is back on the schedule this week. Looking forward to having him back on the show. It's been a while, as is tradition, to like kind of remember when the last time a guest was on, and you usually look that up ahead of time. I did not, so I feel like Bo was on around the start of the year, so it'll be good to have him back and see where he's at video game wise after our what is a pretty immensely awesome 2023 for playing video games, I'll say. Maybe not making them, as we talked about on last week's Gamers In. Now, as we enter into December, and of course the end of the year, Jocelyn's going to be back. Jocelyn is back. First week of December. Looking forward to welcoming her back to the show, handing the hosting reins back to Jocelyn. I know everybody's missed her, so it'll be good to have her back. We'll catch up on how things are going and what games she's been playing, and how little Olivia is doing as well. So look forward to that. Now, of course, after catching up with Jocelyn next week, we'll be able to move forward into December to cover the Game Awards and all the announcements there. And then, of course, we'll have our own Gamers In Game of the Year to look forward to just before the holiday break. We usually take a week off for the holidays, and then that's 2023. I mean, I usually only preview a few weeks at a time, but we kind of have the rest of the year planned out with the Game Awards and Game of the Year, and of course, you know, some other things might pop up, and of course we'll have another mini before the year is up, so don't fret. Now, another thing we'll also have before the end of the year is more Extra Life events. That includes our holiday party on Friday, December 15th, starting at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. I have another engagement in the evening that night, so I had to push it just a little bit. So we should be able to start at 8:30 Eastern. That's what I'm hoping. You can find more details about our event and all of the lovely details for donating over at bit.ly/TGIExtraLife2023. And I did want to take a minute to thank everybody who has supported us this year so far, whether it's through donations or sharing links or even just watching the streams and hanging out in chat. It all helps. We really appreciate all the support that Extra Life gets each year. So we're not done yet. We're going to talk about it a little bit more. But donations close the end of December. So keep that in mind. And the holiday party is not going to be the only event happening before the end of the year. We've got a couple of other plans brewing. And of course, the best spot to hear about those first is on the Gamers In itself, but also in our Discord, bit.ly/TGI Discord. If you're not there yet, although I feel like the folks who are listening to the mini, you're the cool folks. You're in the Discord. I know that. Now, looking at Summoner's Call, we are off this week, but we will be back next week with a mini episode covering the latest Mythic Hero. That being said, there's a chance there might be a Fae channel that could drop around then. So if that happens, we'll do a normal episode instead. That Fae channel likely covering the launch of Book 8 and a batch of new heroes that comes with it. But if the Fae channel's late, I mean, we know there's going to be some sort of Fae channel, but like, depending on how things land, either way, we'll likely have a normal episode shortly after that as well to cover the new heroes. So no episode this week for Summoner's Call. Mini likely, maybe a Fae channel cover episode the week after, and then the week following that, we'll have a normal episode, guaranteed. For Book 8. So the Book 8 heroes that are launching. It's confusing, but essentially, like, we try to record on a Monday after information drops. So we've kind of like rearranged our schedule to be more reactive to content drops for the free-to-play game that is Fire Emblem Heroes. Now, looking at upcoming video game releases, December's kind of dry. Not a lot not a lot going on. I mean, you know, it's been a busy year, and December is usually quiet. I think, like, the biggest releases I remember in past Decembers would be Halo Infinite. I remember that was a big one. And Super Smash Bros. Ultimate as well. That was a big one, too. Now, for December this year, we'll have Steam World Build coming to all platforms on December 1st. Now, I've had the chance to play this one early through a review code, and I'll have some thoughts on that in an upcoming episode. I love the Steam World franchise. I love it. It's so great. I think that the best ones they've done are the Steam World Dig ones, which are like their original entry, and the sequel is fantastic. The other ones have been good and fine and all, but like they have, for me, have not lived up to SteamWorld Dig 1 and 2. We'll talk about SteamWorld Build on a future Gamers In episode, don't worry. Also, Avatar Frontiers of Pandora is out on the 7th. That is a very real Ubisoft game that is for sure coming out in December, I guess. Honestly, I don't know what to expect on that one. Is it going to be good? Is it going to be like this, oh my God, I didn't think it would be this good type thing? Like, they haven't been talking about it. I mean, and I know Sony's doing some marketing for it, but other than that, it's been kind of quiet. So I'm a little worried. In December is Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, The Hidden Treasure of Area Zero, the Indigo Disc. I'm going to guess that's the second part of the DLC, with the Hidden Treasure of Area Zero being the expansion pass or whatever. That's out on the 14th. I did get Scarlet like way earlier than in the year for my birthday. I did not get very far. The tech issues, I struggled, but really I think it was a combination of the tech issues and the fact that Pokemon, let's be honest, Pokemon is a little slow to start. They're all like this. I went back, you know, when I got the Steam Deck running with the MU Deck and stuff, I played some older Pokemon. They're all like that. They're all very slow to start, but I think they do ramp up. And honestly, like I bounced off it. And I know there are a lot of Pokemon fans, and I want to be corrected on this if I'm wrong, like, but I feel like they do all start pretty slow, which is fine because it does get going. But I really think that game would benefit also from some voice acting. It would. Anyways, let's stop upsetting Pokemon fans. I love Pokemon. It's just been a long time since I've really enjoyed a Pokemon game. But that's probably a me problem, not a Pokemon problem. Let's talk about the TGI Game Club. So there's been rumblings in the Discord as there's been a discussion of the return of Game Club. I don't want to confirm anything here, but I definitely want folks to look forward to more details in the new year. But it does sound like you may want to pick up your preferred version of The Last of Us Part 1 if you see it on sale. So I know it's on sale right now for Black Friday, likely to be on sale again for Boxing Day after Christmas. And if we were to do a game club for The Last of Us Part 1, you could play The Last of Us on PS3, The Last of Us Remastered on PS4, or The Last of Us Part 1 on PS5 or PC. It's all the same story. It's just a matter of how good you want the gameplay to be. So, I think it's safe to say that our next game club in January will be The Last of Us Part 1. And I think that will allow us all to hold off for a new season and or a new game. Really what sort of sparked the conversation was the fact that The Last of Us Part 2 is getting a remaster. And I don't know if we'll do The Last of Us Part 2 anytime soon, but I have a feeling after The Last of Us Part 1, folks will want to take a break from The Last of Us. But you never know. You never know. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. That's going to do it for this Patreon mini. Thank you for listening. Have a great couple weeks, and we'll see you soon.